Walking her dog as the sun goes down. Mary's haircut makes a shadow on the pavement and bounces in front of us and floats a little light. I used to move every spring, and now I don't. I cried at the state fair honeybee tent, hearing how they pick their queen. I got back on the SSRI.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the outside. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
We, as student leaders and members of student-run organizations, recognize the urgent need for community solidarity in the face of recent immigration raids, attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, and safe spaces on our campus and the world around us.
As students, we share feelings of fear, uncertainty, and vulnerability during these times. As our identities, histories, and families continue to be under attack, we have chosen to take action and refuse anticipatory obedience.
Our clubs and organizations stand united as safe havens for all students navigating these challenging times. We commit ourselves to utilizing our collective platforms to amplify this message, offer community support, and mobilize for a call to action. Together, we remain focused in our efforts to protect and uplift communities in need.
For more resources, feel free to contact the Student Association office or reach out to any of the clubs and organizations listed on our Instagram page.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 30th, O Factor 2026 is happening at 8 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Note, if you wish to vote, you must be present for all acts in order to receive a ballot. On Tuesday, March 31st at 4 p.m., the baseball team plays Hamilton at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. At 9 p.m., Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Thursday, April 2nd, the men's tennis team plays against Union at the Dr. Hayson 63 Tennis Courts at 4 p.m. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell Room 105. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests. Stereotypes.
Okay, transition. I saw that.
Oh.
That was good. Oh. Okay.
Okay, okay. Stop, I'm easy.
Stop. Don't steal that from me. Steal more of my lingo while you're at it.
Oh my gosh. all right, welcome back, everyone.
Oh my goodness.
It's another week of Stereotypes. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
We're back. We're so back.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi. How has your week been?
It's been pretty awesome. How's your week been?
It started off really stressful because now that the show is over,
right.
I'm now catching up on everything that, you know, I missed.
Yeah.
But I think so far I've got pretty much caught up, so.
Are you experiencing another post-show depression?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little sad because, you know, like, I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, being even at the little amount of rehearsals I was at, like, it was still, like, so.
Yeah.
Just, like, you know, it was just so,
I
like,
get it.
Nice to just, like, kind of, like, be there again.
Yeah.
So, but it's okay.
But it's okay.
Auditions today.
Wait, can you switch my mic so I can lean back?
Switch
because I'm lazy. Yeah, can you turn me on mic 4?
Oh, she has to.
Can you please turn me on mic 4? Oh, okay.
She has two mics in her face right
okay.
now. It's really funny.
Turn that off. Okay.
But yeah, auditions today for directing scenes.
And I'm a director. I'm hearing an echo. Is mic 3 still on?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I can hear an echo.
I also hear an echo.
Is it this mic?
Wait. Try mic 3 again.
Mic, oh. Hello.
Okay. Now I'm 4.
Hello. Oh, this microphone. It's got an echo.
Is that going to make you upset?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going back to 3.
You would be difficult. You would be difficult.
I'm quoting Sophia Millen. Sophia Millen said that.
You would make it difficult.
Wait. No, it's the same length. Okay, never mind. Okay, sorry. Directing scenes are today, and I'm a director. There's, like, I think 12 or 18 of us, I honestly don't know, that are
yes.
looking for a minimum of 2 actors each, which is a lot. But the slots are pretty full, so I'm pretty excited.
I'm nervous. I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
Why? Because,
like, I only have the month to, like, lock in, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right, yeah, I get that.
So... but, like, it's exciting. I hope it goes well. I only really want to be in one scene, if I'm being honest.
You can preference that on the sheet.
I might just say, yeah, just put me in one.
Yeah, like, and then that'll make our lives harder because we have to duke it out over actors, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that good, so...
I wouldn't say that.
It's okay, I just hate myself. But directing scenes are today, so break legs to everyone who's getting involved in that.
I'm very excited to see everyone.
Yeah, mine is like right towards the beginning. It's at like
4:40. Did you memorize something?
No.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to?
No, that's what I would do. Because the only reason I would like memorize a monologue for an audition is for like an actual show.
Right, but like I felt like good. For this, like, oh well. Like, and also like you're going to want to hear me read something from
yeah.
your scene. You're not going to want to hear some random monologue I pulled out.
Well, and you're auditioning for literally a 5-minute scene.
Yes, and all the other scenes, there's also more than one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, how is one monologue supposed to cover all of that?
Exactly.
So, but anyway, so...
Anywho...
Today, we're playing Would You Rather.
Yes.
And it kind of just came into my mind. I was like, we should try and play a game.
This is fun.
So we're going to play Would You Rather. And it's hopefully not going to be too boring. I kind of found some questions that are a little more, you know, interesting, controversial maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
And we emphasize that the opinions talked about during this...
Yeah, guys.
During this podcast do not represent Woni or Alianta in any way, shape, or form.
They represent us.
As it's individuals.
That's my opinion.
And that's my opinion.
Me and Alyssa also picked out 2 brand new songs for you, so we'll listen to those halfway through.
How was your show yesterday? You did new songs, right?
Sorry, I'm multitasking.
I don't like when you do this.
Sorry, hang on. Hold on. I'm just turning on Spinatron.
I can do that. I can multitask better than you can.
Already done. Anyway, what was your thing?
Oh, my Lanta. I asked how your show went yesterday.
Oh, it went great.
You did new songs, right?
I did all new music. I was literally in here, like, belting Conan Gray's new song, which we'll play for you later.
Yay!
But I was like, ugh, it's so good.
So beautiful.
But yeah, yesterday my show went pretty good. How'd yours go?
It went very well. Yay. Had a great time.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I want to talk about the Starbucks finance extravaganza that's been happening between Mask and Hammer.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, wait, talk about it, because I feel like it has more to do with you.
Okay, so, hold on. For Mask and Hammer, the theater club, every week I'm part of E-Board, I'm the secretary, and we do themes every week. And so on Monday, the theme was, what's your... Starbucks/Dunkin' order, and I had to be difficult, and I chose my 7-brew order because I love 7-brew more. But I said I have found out how to get my order from 7-brew through Starbucks. Like, I finally perfected my order, so let me know if you want that. And someone said, I think it was like Megan Dwyer, said, put it in the meeting minutes. So I did. And then yesterday, the entire club, because we have a group me, was trying the drink, so much so that they ran out of my cold foam that I always get. And I have it right in front of me today.
And it's really a very specific drink. There's a lot of modifications to it. So I think the fact that everyone, all that the baristas kept getting the same drink.
It's very modified.
It's just really funny.
But also, I'm glad that everyone liked it.
Wait, can you share it?
Yes, I will.
Share with the class.
Yes, I will. It is a venti iced blonde vanilla latte with salted caramel cold foam, 5 pumps of sugar-free caramel syrup, oat milk, and extra caramel drizzle.
And at 7 Brew, what is the name of the drink?
Sugar-free iced blondie.
Yes, I've heard about the iced blondie.
I love the iced blondie.
Yeah, we gotta go to 7 Brew.
We do. The nearest one is an hour.
I've only been to 7 Brew one time.
What'd you get?
I got a strawberry banana smoothie.
How was that?
It was good. It was just really sweet. Yeah. And I don't really like coffee that much, but I feel like I could get into it.
Yeah.
Through 7 Brew.
I like their matcha. It's not like...
Because I don't like coffee that tastes like bitter coffee. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree.
Does that taste bitter to you or
no? Because it's blonde espresso, which is different than dark espresso.
Okay. So it's like not as bitter?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to try it.
Yeah, you should.
Everyone seems to be talking about it. I might have to.
Come sip this.
I might have to come sip it.
Come here.
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm cozy. All right. So let's do some would you rather questions.
Okay.
So I found some in a couple different categories.
Yep.
Moral or ethical dilemmas.
Oh.
Power or life choices.
Wow.
Chaos.
You went all in on this, didn't you?
And spicy.
Holy Toledo.
I don't know how spicy we can get. But this one says argument starters.
Oh. You and I argue a lot.
We do, but it's okay.
But it's in a playful banter way.
It's healthy.
It's cute.
It's healthy.
It's healthy to fight.
Okay. All right. I mean, this is kind of the trolley problem.
What?
Have you heard of the trolley problem? You should know that. You're a psych major.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Would you rather save one person you love or save 5 strangers? Kind of. The trolley problem.
This is gonna sound selfish, but one person I love.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Can I hear why?
Because it's my life. It's my world.
It's my world, and it's my life.
World, and it's my life, and it's my person.
And
that
I'll kiss
love.
Him if I might like.
True. Truth, you know. Nuke. What about you? Or do you disagree with me? You'd save 5 strangers?
Nah, I'd save someone I love.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't.
What is it called? Utilitarianism?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. Ugh, gulping the microphone. Ew, you nasty, nasty. Ew, I hate
I'm
when you
sorry,
do that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Wow. Ew, I hate when you do that.
When are we doing our ASMR show?
Not today. Wait, can we go back and forth? Because I have some too.
Yeah.
Can I ask one now?
Yes.
Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death? Oh.
The cause.
I think so too.
Because here's the thing, is like I have some things that I am so terrified of.
Right.
And like it's like, oh my God, like my worst fear is being buried alive, or like my worst, yeah, or like my, I like getting eaten by a shark is like probably the biggest one. I'm so scared of that.
You serious?
Yes. Like my biggest fear is like literally those two things.
Okay.
Or like honestly anything. Like I'm scared of everything, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I'm not scared of anything, but I'm here with you in solidarity.
I just don't like getting eaten by a shark.
I don't think that will happen to you, but I understand why you want to know.
Yes, but like I watched Jaws when I was a kid and I was traumatized.
Oh, that'll do it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know it's like a goofy movie now, but like that's scary.
I feel like though if you knew the date of your death, you would just live that day anxiously. But if you know the cause, you're going to like do everything in your power to avoid it.
Right. Like if you know you're going to die of old age, like, you know.
Yeah.
But like if you knew you were going to die in a car crash.
It's like impending doom.
Right.
Right.
So. You know. It's like, wait, that's a good point.
Right.
Like, how are you going to sit there and, you know, drive every day and, like, know that you're going to die in a car
like,
crash?
Like, I'm like, Lucas, let's go to McDonald's. And you're like, no.
Is this the car crash?
I have to DoorDash.
Or do I know the date?
Right.
Oh, that's such a hard question.
No, I know.
Because then if you know the date, it's like, okay, like, I can expect, you know what? I'm changing my answer.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to say the date.
You want to know the date?
Well, yeah, because then, like, you know...
You're just going to wrap yourself in bubble wrap that day or something?
I mean, yeah. Have you ever... There's, like, a movie based on this. It's called Countdown.
Really?
Yes. It's like basically like there's this app that these people download to their phone.
Oh.
Yes. And it's like it says the day you die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, and I thought that was like Happy Death Day or something like that.
No, it's called Countdown. I thought it was pretty good, but like it's kind of weird.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Speaking of death, would you rather know? Oh, wait, you just asked that question.
Did you?
It just worded it differently.
Speaking of death.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather lie to protect someone you love?
Okay.
Or tell the truth and hurt them?
Lie and protect someone you love or tell the truth and hurt them? That's, I would lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so how big is the lie?
Are you just going to sit there? Like, let's say
I had cereal for breakfast and I had French toast?
No, I mean, let's say you cheated on someone else. Like, let's say you cheated on them.
Okay, restate the question.
Would you rather lie to protect someone you love or tell the truth and hurt them? So let's say I told the truth that I cheated on someone.
It would hurt them, but it's the truth.
But
I feel
it's
like
the
that's
truth.
Necessary.
How can you sit there and right. just, you,
you
know,
shouldn't lie about that.
Keep that a secret in your relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Personally, I would tell the truth.
Something like that, that would ruin the relationship in the long run. So I feel like you have to tell the truth.
I feel like in the most times I would tell the truth.
Yeah.
I don't lie to my friends, even though you think I do.
Lucas and I had a debate over the weekend, and I was like, you're lying to me. He's like, no, I don't lie to my friends.
No, I'm not. And you literally were like, you're blushing. You're lying
I was like,
to me.
You're
you
blushing.
Can't look at me in the
you
eye.
Can't look at me in the eye. And you're
like,
smiling.
And I was like, no, I'm not lying
Lucas
to you.
Lucas got so upset with me. I'm like, you're lying to my face.
Like,
right
I was
now.
Actually getting so frustrated. I was getting so mad, bro. I was like, I'm not lying to you. I swear. Wait, I just, oh you know the SUNY Oneonta merit pages?
No.
I just got, like, the thing.
Okay.
You know when you, like, do a show or something or get an award
yes,
and it's
yes,
like,
yes.
you got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
I do. If you were in a horror movie, would you rather be killed right away, fairly quick and painless, or have a 50-50 chance of making it with the other 50 being a terrible death?
Just kill me. Just kill me. I've seen so many messed up horror movies.
Like Terrifier?
Yes.
Ugh.
Like just shoot me.
I feel like quick and painless is the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, in a horror movie, I can't.
I'm sorry.
Can't.
Like
I don't want to be chased.
There are so many I mean like the thrill of it, yeah, but like there's so many horror movies.
Thrill of it.
I don't know. But there's so many horror movies that like I've watched and I've just been like, I haven't been able to look.
Right.
Or like, there's so many I haven't watched. Like, I've never watched a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I haven't either.
And I really want to.
Yeah.
I'm just scared.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, honestly, just kill me. Because mm-hmm. like, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
What am
in
I gonna
the submarine?
Do? Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Bro. Oh my God. I can't. Okay.
Oh my God.
So do you agree?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Quick and painless.
Okay.
I'm not built for the stamina and the speed of it all.
Would you rather be incredibly successful but hated?
Oh.
Or loved but average at everything?
Loved but average at everything.
Yeah, same.
I have like this, I don't like not being liked. And I talk about this with my therapist all the time. Like everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm like, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hated.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I, same. Because like, here's the thing, and you're going to get mad at me.
Oh, no.
Because you're about to prove my point.
Oh, no.
But everyone's always incredibly, like, so Taylor Swift is very successful, but yeah. everyone hates on her. Not everyone. I mean, her fan base is huge.
Right.
But, like, people hate on her, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like her music. Okay, do you like her as a person?
Is she not controversial? I honestly don't keep up to date with Taylor Swift.
She, like, kind of became controversial. I don't really know why.
I don't either.
Like, I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think it's just because, like, the people she's been hanging around with recently, but, like, who really knows?
Well, but so that question, it's not even, like...
Who is, like, blowing up my phone?
That question is hard because you can't be successful and not be hated. Like, Chapel Roan...
Right.
...got very successful very fast, and for setting boundaries is, like, people are trying to cancel her and stuff
right.
like that. You
like,
cannot be famous and successful without some people trying to...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, people are always going to be like, you know.
Also, I don't really want to be famous.
Me neither.
You know?
It sounds like a lot.
Like money-wise, yeah. But like...
Yeah, but like imagine having so much money you just don't know what to do with it.
True.
Like that would be cool, but like
But what do you do with it?
But there's no adventure. Like, the adventure of it all... the adventure of it all is getting a job and working and making money.
Yeah.
And getting experiences out of that. Like, being... Like, for example, for me, being a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go be a teacher and, like, make differences in people's lives and get make money off of it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm not going to go and make millions in, like, a day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Okay, my turn?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a basic one. Would you rather lose your hearing or your sight for the rest of your life? Low key for me, sight.
Oh, that's so tough.
Because I feel like, I don't know, hearing would make me, I feel like, appreciate the world more. And I like music and you can still like feel the beat and stuff like that.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know.
I was going to say I would rather lose my hearing.
Yeah.
Because, but then I wouldn't be able to listen to, like, good music.
Right.
But
you still feel the rhythm.
I feel like I'd rather lose my hearing just because, like, I would rather be able to see.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Also, I love ASL. I took it as a class. I want to take it again. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just a beautiful language.
It's something that, like, I've been wanting to try and get into. I just haven't been able to.
So in that sense, I feel like I would prefer to lose my hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like ASL is, like, you know, a decent way to communicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's tough. That's a tough one. But I'm going to go with hearing.
In ASL, a deaf person can give you your own way to say your name. Like, obviously, you spell your name, but, like, mm-hmm. but like you can only get it from a deaf person, and mine is this. It's an E okay. with curls.
Aw.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
That's darling.
Aw. Cute.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. This one's controversial, but I think I know what both of our answers are going to be.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather have unlimited money but ruin the environment?
Oh, God.
Or stay poor but protect the planet? It's tough.
It's tough.
It's really hard because, like, you know, the environment's already being destroyed. You know what I mean?
Right. And, like, let me tell you a secret. I'm greedy.
Yeah.
I'm greedy.
All humans are greedy.
True. Truth nuke.
Wait, that's not greedy.
What?
Never mind. I was referencing Tate McRae. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But, no, like, I would say, I mean, the environment's already going so downhill. It's, like, unfortunate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much we can do to make it, like, not do that. But, like, they're still going to build the data centers. They're still going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, honestly, like... as much as I love the planet, like, how am
say
I?
It.
I can't.
Go ahead, say
but,
it.
But, like, how are you? If you're poor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to provide?
Right.
I mean, whoa, the computer just turned off. But, like, think about it. Like, if I'm a teacher and I'm already not making that much money.
Right.
Like, I mean, I guess at that point, like, protect the planet. But, like, I don't know.
But in the sense.
Yeah.
What is your quality of life if you are living on a beautiful street, but you're living on the streets?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What is the quality of life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're getting philosophical today.
I know. It's tough. It's a tough one. Don't cancel me, but I'm saying unlimited money, but ruin the environment.
Don't cancel me, but I agree.
Don't cancel me.
Don't come for me.
Don't come for me.
But
that's what I'm saying.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather... love someone more than they love you, or be loved more than you love them?
That's tough. Because, like, the first option was love.
Love someone more than they love you.
See, and it's such a double-edged sword.
It really
because,
is.
Because, like, what
it's
do you...
It's a terrible situation to be in.
If I love someone more than they love me, then I'm putting in too much effort.
Yes.
And then I feel like crap. But then if... they love me more and I don't feel the same attraction, like, then I feel bad, mm-hmm. but I also am like, feel like I'm wasting my time.
Well, it's a double-edged sword because on both sides, you're kind of edging stalking.
Right.
If you're like so madly in love with someone or they're in love with you.
Yes.
Like it's gonna get annoying for the other person. There's not really a good answer here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the second one though. I'm
gonna
go
more
with
than you love
being
them.
Loved more than you love them because personally, like, I feel like I don't know. I feel like that would do it for me. I feel like if someone showed that they liked me more, like, you know, I would like them more. But still, if it's like the not having attraction to somebody, that's tough.
Well, let me speak on this.
Let me speak on this.
I was in a relationship where I loved them more than they loved me. Most exhausting time of my entire life.
It's exhausting.
It ruins you. It really does. Mm-hmm. So, selfishly, I want to be loved more.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Yep. I don't like that one.
I gotta start deleting these, otherwise I'm gonna say the same thing over and over again.
Would you rather turn in your best friend for a crime or help them hide it?
What's the crime? I feel like I would help you either way. I feel like I would. I don't know. But, like, what's the crime?
Yeah. If it's something, like, so awful, then, like, yeah, I would say something. But, like, if it's, like, I don't know.
Like, there's certain crimes where I'm like, Lucas, I can't even help you with this, man. Like, you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, shoplifting.
Yeah.
Put it in my sleeve.
That's crazy. Just a reminder that this does not reflect the opinions of Woni or Suni or Suni Oyonsu.
Or Alyssa, she also doesn't have these opinions.
Even though she's saying them, it's not actually her.
It's not real. I don't shoplift. my God.
Honestly, yeah, I agree with you on that one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on a love bandwagon right now.
Okay.
Would you rather fall in love slowly over the years or instantly in one moment?
I feel like if it's instantly, it's not going to last.
I'm also a Nancy person, though.
I know, me too. But it's like, if you really take the time to get to know a person.
Right.
Like, chances are things are going to last longer.
Well, and me and my roommates have had this debate because they love a slow burn, like on a TV series or like just in general. And if it's too slow, it's too slow. I start to lose interest.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then also I agree and I also don't like when people throw a label on things and get into a relationship really fast.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, you know, who cares? Do you know what I mean? Was it funny?
I don't know. You're just like entering a very chill flow right now. I'm looking at you, you know? You know? It's just...
I mean, I don't know what to say. I think personally, I would want it to be slow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really believe in love at first sight.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe in like attraction.
Yeah. I mean, like, if sight. I like, you know, I mean, like, I've seen people and been like, oh my
cute.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But like, I've also been like, you know, sometimes it's just nice to get to know a person. And then if it clicks, it clicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I really want to move on to a little more like life choices.
Do it.
Okay. Would you rather have power over people's thoughts?
Okay.
Or power over their actions?
Thoughts or actions? Well, you could argue actions speak louder than words.
You could.
But then also we were just talking about earlier how I deeply care about what people think of me.
I agree. I would say thoughts. I would go with thoughts.
Right. Because also I don't know what I would do with people's actions.
Yeah, I know.
But then people are entitled to their opinions.
Right.
That's what makes you human.
Right.
I'm going to go with actions. I feel like I could have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's kind of funny. I feel like it's kind of easy, though. Would you rather restart your life at age 10 with all your memories or win $10 million tomorrow?
$10 million. What kind of?
$10 million bucks.
$10 million. I didn't really hate what happened after I was 10 years old. I don't really remember much of it, but I got no complaints.
But $10
million. $10 million. I don't really.
$10 million is $10
million. That's $10 million in my pocket, okay? Yeah. I could role play from age 10 on if I really wanted to with $10 million.
Yep.
I just growled like Miley Cyrus. Did you just hear how that went back into my throat?
No.
$10 million.
The journey is usually the part that you remember.
Oh my God.
The journey is usually the part that you remember.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'm crying.
Okay.
All right, hit me.
Would you rather be completely alone?
The Super Mario Galaxy. Sorry. The truth,
The truth. You teach me patience. Do you know that?
Is that? That sounds like a bad thing.
No, it's good.
It doesn't sound good.
It's good. Can I speak?
No, it's nice.
No, it's nice. It's nice.
Okay.
Would you rather be completely alone but at peace, or constantly surrounded but never understood?
Honestly, surrounded but never understood.
I agree.
Because, like, there's a comfort with, like, having people in your life. So,
yeah.
Well,
but, and, like, development-wise, I feel like you need people.
Yeah.
You can't be at peace when you're alone.
Yeah. I mean, at peace, yeah, no.
In a sense, are you ever really understood?
No.
Truly?
No.
So it's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? For real?
You need to get out of this flow that you're in. I don't really know what's happening.
I'm really hungry. That's why I keep thinking about food. I can't stop thinking about going to the dining hall after this.
What's in the dining hall?
I don't know.
I'm excited to find out.
I'm just really hungry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't... You teach me patience. You teach me patience.
You teach me patience. Okay, one more before we play music. Would you rather have no internet for a year or no music for a year?
You can't really have music without internet, can you?
Yeah,
yes, you can. Wow, sorry, that was
whoa. I'm turning your mic off.
Whoa. I would rather, honestly, not have... I don't know. I like my little interweb connections. I like my little digital diary.
Yep.
That is Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm going to say music is the easy answer.
Yeah, honestly.
I can't think too hard about it.
But, like, if you don't have internet, how are you supposed to... You have to physically buy all of that music.
I know. And that's going to get expensive.
So I'm going to go with internet.
Because you could listen to the songs, right?
Right. If you have internet, well, right. I guess if you have internet, you can't have music.
Yeah, sure.
But like, oh well.
Oh well. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Speaking of music.
Speaking of, shall we?
We each picked out our favorite songs currently.
True.
I'll play Alyssa's first.
Yay!
Tell me about it.
I chose "Taste Back" by Harry Styles from his new "Kiss All the Time" disco occasionally album. It's my current favorite song. It's on my heavy rotation playlist.
Yeah, mine currently is "The Best" by Conan Gray.
Good one.
That song genuinely ruined my life. So
I'm going to play it for you.
So I hope it ruins yours too. and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Taste Back made my life better. So
it did.
Here we go.
Yep, Taste Back.
Just need a little love. You just need a little love. You just need a little love. I'm not sure.
Sorry, our song break ended. Hi.
Hi. I was just going to ask you what classes you're taking next semester.
What? All right. I don't know. What just happened?
I don't know.
Hi, Nate.
Hello.
You don't have to stay if you don't want to. We're just doing Would You Rather.
You're doing Would You Rather?
Yeah. It's the vibe. I don't know if you have anywhere to be.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, and he's grabbing a mic.
Oh, he's grabbing a mic.
Oh, I've got your headphones. Hold on.
Is he grabbing mic
here,
2?
Yeah, you take these.
Is that mic 2?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, Nate.
Hello. I've been...
Wait.
This is so fun.
Hold on. Is the mic working?
Yeah, it's working.
Wait, is it?
Wait. Yeah, it's working.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Working.
Okay, okay.
This is awesome. I haven't been in front of a mic in a hot minute.
Really?
This is Nate, our production manager.
Production director.
Production director.
You don't even know?
Oh.
Oh, that's so that's crazy. Not.
Manager,
oh.
Director.
Same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Oh, so that's not.
No, I haven't.
Tattoo.
I have many tattoos.
That's fire.
I also have a leg tattoo.
Whoa.
As well.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
This is awesome.
Tattoo tour.
Nate creates all of our news clips, legal IDs.
Yeah, you hear my voice at the top of every hour.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part of the hour.
Yep.
It's the news.
It is really the best.
What's going on campus, you know?
It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. It truly is.
It really is. So, long story short, here's the tea.
Oh.
We're doing Would You Rather today, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to join us?
Yeah, hit me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit me.
Get in on this. Do you have something you would like to ask, Lucas?
Oh. I kind of asked all the ones.
Really? That's okay.
I do have some, for it. You go for it first.
Okay. Would you rather fall in love with someone who can never love you back or have someone love you deeply that you can't love?
Oh, what's your definition of love?
God.
What's your definition of love?
Because I think, because in this situation, like there's people I love platonically but not romantically, right?
Right.
So like if there is someone out there who had like a love for me in a platonic way, but I couldn't exactly replicate that. But I could still be like friends and chill with
compassionate.
You. I'm taking that over being in love with somebody that can't reciprocate that on
right.
the opposite end.
I've been on that end.
Okay, so we kind of talked about this a little earlier. If you've ever been in a relationship where you love them more than they love you, it's exhausting. It's like,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if they can't reciprocate, that's unfortunate. I feel like I've been in that situation a handful of times.
Everyone's probably been in that situation. That is like probably a universal truth that everyone experiences.
Yeah.
I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I'm sorry. I would rather you love me than I love you. I'm sorry. I'm greedy.
Okay. All right, greedy. We have to have like a day where we just do that.
For an hour?
We just, yeah.
Spit bars for an hour?
We just,
Lucas also wants to do an ASMR.
Oh, I want to take the fuzzy things off the mics and just ASMR.
Well, you should actually keep the fuzzy things on.
I was gonna say, doesn't that, like, eliminate noise? I hate when you do that.
I would keep the mic covers on if
right.
I wanted to do ASMR.
What does the mic cover do?
It's a pop cover. So basically, okay, guys, I'm going to talk a little. So basically, like the foam covers for all the mics, they're called like wind covers or pop covers. Basically, when you're talking a lot, the like P's and B's, like the whole, like the science behind it is that like you're pushing a lot of air out when you make those sounds. So they will oftentimes like force the mics to like peak pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point of these like covers is so even when I'm saying like, Peter bought a pack of pickled peppers or whatever.
Whoa.
It doesn't sound like, it doesn't crack the mic as much. Like, that's what the whole, like, screen protector, like the
genius
wind protectors for.
Genius.
Buh.
Oh. Because, like, it's because, like, these ones, like, the ones we have in the studio are very, like, mild ones.
Uh-huh.
There's ones that are like very fuzzy and very hairy. In the industry, they're referred to as dead cats. I'm not exactly 100% sure why they're called dead cats, but they just look like very fuzzy and stuff. And those are for like when you're recording like outside, like, and it's like windy, like those are going to dampen sound a lot better.
Lucas is doing ASMR while you're trying to spew your knowledge.
It's fine.
I brought Starbucks in, and I always like would like, what's the word? Shake the ice in front of the guys. Actually, no, I didn't bring Starbucks into the studio.
Me either.
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Would you rather?
I'm gonna put my mic cover back on because I took it off. Sorry. Sorry. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Wait, guys. I don't know. Okay. This is a good one. Would you rather give up your phone for 5 years or give up your best friend for 5 years?
What kind of what? How is that equivalent?
I don't know.
Your phone and your best friend?
Well. Personally, I'd give up my best friend.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm giving up my phone.
Yeah, I'm giving
right.
up my phone.
I'm
giving
right. up my phone.
Yeah.
Although, like, realistically.
Oh, here we go.
If your computer is basically just a phone at this point.
Right.
So, like, if I just lose my phone, there's so many other technological devices I could, like, substitute with. You can't substitute your best friend.
Right.
Speak on that.
You can't substitute that.
You have a phone, but you have no best friend to text. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. Speak on that.
Can't play Game Pigeon. Can't do nothing.
Yo, Game Pigeon.
You got games on your phone?
You got games doesn't on
matter.
Your phone?
Doesn't matter.
You got games on your phone? It doesn't even matter. Hit me with one. Alyssa.
Would you rather go through life unable to forget anything ever or go through life unable to remember anything?
I feel like I already go through life not being able to remember anything.
Same. So, and it really makes me mad.
There are moments where I will be with like my roommates and my housemates and stuff, and we'll be talking about something, and then we'll get distracted for 2 seconds, and then when we go back to the conversation, I'll be like, what were we even talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it does that.
Or
what are you talking about over there?
Sometimes I really think I have short-term memory loss.
Me as well.
Like, I'll literally just be sitting there and be like, and then I'll just literally stop and be like, whoa.
Yep.
Like, hi, Dory.
It's really bad when it's you and your friend that you always interact with.
Mm-hmm.
So
bro, why is the soundboard, like, uneven? Sorry.
What is blood doing right now?
It's like...
What are whoa. You doing right now?
What are you doing? No!
Do you have any more questions?
Maybe.
No,
I don't have a would you rather, but I do have a good question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
If you could have a magic system, what would your magic system be?
What does that even mean?
So, yeah. Like, if you had magic, what would your magic be?
Oh.
So, like, I could give examples, because I ask this question to a lot of people, so I have examples. So, like, my magic system is that anything I write down, I can create what is written down.
Ooh.
So if I have a piece of paper and I write fire, it can turn into fire.
Like Death Note.
Kind of Death Note-y, yeah.
Ooh.
Our music director, Jesse, his magic system is that he can manipulate color from objects.
That's kind
of
fire.
And each color has its own property. So like he could pull the red out of a red couch and he can use the red to like as a weapon or as a shield or whatever. He knows it's his magic system, so he knows all the properties. I don't.
Personally, I just want to teleport.
Teleport?
I was going to say either water, because I was a big Silver Mist Tinkerbell fairy when I was a kid, the girl that like holds the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, I think I would want air. Cause I
like airbending?
There's just so much you could do with air.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
It's literally everywhere. Like, if you make me mad, I'll just take away the air out of your lungs.
Oh, that's crazy. That's so crazy.
Knock the wind out of you for a minute.
What are you going to rob me of? Your air.
The truth.
She's just like, it's just like, she gets mad. And it's just like,
I'll knock the wind out of you.
But that's the sound it makes.
I don't like the noise.
Bro, what?
Oh my goodness.
I can't, bro. I can't.
Okay. I have some.
Get on my head.
Oh my God.
Just break the equipment while you're at it. What are you doing? Would you rather know every time someone lies to you or never be able to tell when someone is lying?
Wait, what?
So would you rather know every time someone lies to you, or would you rather never be able to tell if someone is lying to you?
I'd rather know.
You would?
Yeah, I want to know.
I think I would accept being just stupid.
Right.
I would accept not knowing. I feel like there's, because then when you trust somebody, you really trust them.
Right. Well, and my life would be more peaceful if I just lived in ignorant bliss.
Yeah, ignorant bliss.
Right.
Although I could see there'd be a lot of, I could see there being issues with not knowing when people are lying.
Right.
Like let's say I'm watching the news and someone's blatantly telling lies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't tell. Maybe what they're saying is true. Like, then I could see that being a problem. But in my everyday life, I don't care.
I don't really care.
I don't need to know.
Would you rather have one soulmate you never meet or have many meaningful relationships that never satisfy you?
Wait, you never meet the soulmate?
You never meet your soulmate. Or would you have many meaningful relationships that never fully satisfy
many
you?
Many relationships.
Yeah, I'd go with the many.
Because, like, I'm not satisfied, but at least I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Or at least, I mean, I guess, like, you're not alone if you don't have the soulmate.
And, like, maybe it's just not 100% satisfaction. Maybe I'm, like, 90% satisfied. Like, right. I'm like, it's good enough.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and it's kind of hard to have one soulmate, in my opinion. I feel like there are so many people that can be your soulmate.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi's down.
Oh.
Sorry.
I have Wi-Fi. I don't really know what your issue is.
Well, I don't know. Someone just said that it's really slow.
I think just Wi-Fi in general just sucks. Everywhere you go.
Which is a coincidence because every time it gets really intense for voting for red, vote for red, by the way.
Ooh, I'm going to do it on this computer right
now. The Wi-Fi starts to crap out.
We're overloading the system.
It really does. It really does. I don't really know.
That's why we're going to lose. Like,
okay.
Because we don't have
think positive now. What are we doing?
Glass half empty over here.
Literally, what?
I am a glass half empty person.
That's terrible.
Wait, glass half empty or glass half full?
Change your mindset. Whoa. I just had a stroke.
Guys, we took the lead.
Yes!
We're in the lead.
Yes!
And also, I think we're winning the Instagram vote.
I also think we are. They're a bigger school, but I don't think they care as much about Mascot Madness.
You know, you think so, but they got like a lot of votes when they went against the last school, whoever else they went against. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still winning the Instagram votes.
All right, period.
By a lot. So hopefully we pull
by out. A landslide, you know.
You know. You already know.
And the landslide brought me down.
Hey, who sings that song?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So I saw Shape of Things on the weekend.
Did you?
I did.
How was it?
Yeah, I saw you there.
So the production was great.
Yes.
Like, the actual production was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The play, like, the actual screenwriting of the play.
Yeah, it's controversial.
It's, I don't know.
Wait, did you watch the movie?
No.
With Paul Rudd? No, I have not seen the movie.
Oh, I know
who wrote it? Neil LaBue.
And he has,
controversial man.
I will say that one of the professors came and saw the show and said to me and the director and said, it's not the worst Neil LaBue play.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he writes really dark plays. I think.
I was reading up on it.
But,
and
yeah.
I don't know. My gripe was just that, like, the performances were all great.
Yeah.
It's just their characters suck. I hate all of the characters.
Yeah. Right. Characters aren't written to be likable.
Like, none of them. I can't be like, you know, like, because the whole thing is, it's like you feel bad for Adam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I don't care enough about Adam.
Yeah, but like, there was just so many opportunities for Adam to pull out of that, and he didn't.
Right.
And
he didn't. Yeah, he had his opportunities. He had his deck of cards, and he played it wrong. You know.
Yeah.
He drew his hand, and he did not play it well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truth nuke.
Well, anyway, thank you so. Well, first of all, it's Nate, thanks for coming to see The Shape of Things.
Thank you, Nate, for joining us
supporting
today.
Live theater. Yes.
Accidentally walking.
Thank you for just walking in and being like, and then we were like, oh. But it's okay. That's okay because we like having people.
I'm going to be real. I heard the speakers, the speakers were bumping, and I could hear it in the production booth. And I was like, wait, let me speed run, finish the news. And I'm going to run in here and upload it.
I saw that you uploaded new news, so I just put it in.
Goat behavior.
So it should be in there.
Goat behavior.
But I just want to say thank you, Nate, for joining us. Thank you for tuning into Stereotypes this week. I don't know what we're doing next week.
We choose, like, on Monday what we're going to do.
Yes, but I will say that the time is probably going to change.
Which is exciting.
Which is really exciting, because more people will tune in.
Yes.
So, we're probably going to change the time of Stereotypes. It's to be determined. Keep an eye on me and Alyssa's Instagram for the new time.
Shameless
and
plug.
Also, keep an eye on our WONI website, wonifm.org, where If it is to move, you can go look at the on-air schedule and you'll see when the new time is. So
wow, it's almost like you read that from a script. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You kind of hit that.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's good. Almost like I'm the programming director.
He had that in the back of his mind.
Yeah. He's been waiting to say that one.
The last, like, 15 minutes.
But, yeah, chance, we are probably going to change our time. So yes. Keep an eye. You can follow me. I'm on Instagram.
Shameless plug. Go ahead.
Lucas.DeSalvo05.
Yep. There it is.
Or what's yours?
Alyssa Michelle with 3 E's.
Yeah.
At the end.
So tune in and keep an eye on for the new time. I'm going to leave you with a song
Can I shameless plug?
Do
shameless
it.
Plug, Nate.
I won't be doing it, but my show with our music director, Jesse Woodhouse, is Leaves in a Bag 5 to 7 on Saturdays. He's going to do the show. I think he's just going to play pure music. And I will say, like, distributor wise, like, music that we've received this week, bangers.
Really?
Like, there's some banger music this
and
week.
And lots of different genres.
Lots of different genres.
I was going through and sorting them, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there was like, a punk, like math rock band.
Ooh.
That we discovered.
Yep.
I've been bumping them since I heard them first on Monday. So.
True. Okay, so with the song I'm leaving off, it's by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, I love
and
Olivia.
It's called Vampire. You probably know.
Oh,
it.
I love
and
this.
And the
song.
Reason I'm playing it is because she keeps teasing that a new album's coming and it's on its way. And OR3 it's got to happen soon because the
it
amount
will.
Of teasing is insane.
It's like a so, love theme, right?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be cool. I'm leaving you with Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your week. See you guys next week.
Thank you.
Stay tuned
thank
for new times.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Peace.
Bye.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. Girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Dream crusher, bleed me dry like a damn vampire. You said it was true love, but wouldn't that be hard? You can't love anyone, cause that would mean you had a heart. I tried to help you out, now I know that I can. Cause how you think's the kind of thing I'll never understand. I made some real big mistakes, but you
dry like a damn vampire. You call me boring Barbie when you're out feeling brave. High fives my ex and then you said you're glad he ghosted me. Wrote me a song saying it makes you sick to see my face. Some people might be offended, but it's actually sweet. All the time you've spent on me, it's honestly wild. All the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic. I really gotta hand it to you. Ooh, no man has ever loved me like you do. Hadn't thought of you in a long time, but you keep sending me funny Valentines. And I know you think it comes off vicious, but it's precious. Adorable, like a toy to walk.
All right, let me turn this thing on.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine, and we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes, go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WONY.